Yo, 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 it's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And it's episode 46 here at No Ideas.
Just Vibes.
Woo! If you're new here,
man,
let me tell you how we do.
Let's tell them how
we
it is.
We talk about our week.
Yes.
Which was fucking tiring.
Honest to God, I'm finished.
And then what's up?
And then today, guys, we're going to dive into a main topic, which basically answers the question of, when people suddenly cut you off, should you be angry about it? Did you feel that simmer at the end?
Food for thought.
Honest
man.
To God, there was a little bit of smoke that came off that question. Damn. About to get tasty.
Briddy.
Yeah, man.
It is 9 p.m. on a Monday night again.
Again.
Here we are. Yeah. Energy flagging.
Honestly.
I'm going to need you to lift me up.
Okay.
And tell me about your freaking week, bro.
Why is it always on me, man? Why don't you lift me up?
I'll lift you after. Come on now. Just set the tone, you know.
Okay. Do you know what? Let me set the tone for this week, okay? As my brethren said it, this week has been tiring.
Long.
I don't know what's going on, but you know what? Everyone is tired. Like, everyone that I'm speaking to, everyone's just on their grind. Everyone's fucking hustling, head down, working, doing shit.
Head down, ass up.
Literally, in that order. And it is actually tiring. Like, where is the time to sleep? Where is the time to switch off? Like, even on my way here, I saw a tweet about the three-day weekend, and I want it to be a petition to be signed.
Listen, I've signed it.
Mate, I want to sign it too, because who on earth thought it was okay to do 2 days as a weekend? Okay. And you know what I loved about this tweet? They even broke it down. So the tweet reads, we need a 3 day weekend, one for errands, one for social activities, and one for staying in bed like we've got some Victorian wasting disease.
Done.
Like, literally.
It makes the sense.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Like, I am so tired out here, guys. Like, I need some boost or something, because I can't be going on like this. But unfortunately, we have no choice, because it's a work hard, play hard environment, baby.
It's a work hard environment. Forget play
true,
hard.
Man.
Where's the time?
When am I even playing? Like, it's actually peak out
Do
here.
You know, just a little hopscotch.
Oh, man. No those time. Were the days. When life was so simple, I just used to play hopscotch and jump rope.
Someone posted on their Instagram the other day, and it was a photo of them on their dad's shoulders. And I thought it was like Father's Day or, you know, their birthday. And it just said, to be this young again and carefree and have no worries. And that is literally the point of the post.
Yes.
And I was like, do you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I felt that one in my chest, like, it's not even until you like really start adulting, until you realize how chilled life was when you were a child. Like,
people told us and we never knew. Dude, I'm gonna make sure my kids know.
Honestly, they must know. Like, there's actually no question about it. I'm sorry, but live your life when you're young, okay? Because when you get past a certain age, it's finished. That's your life from now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So that was me, man. It was a tiring week, but I tell you, I deserved that smoke break. Like, as Chance the Rapper said, we deserved that smoke break. And I fucking took it. And it was amazing, guys.
Good for you, man.
Honestly, needed. Outside of the tiredness, though, the fatigue, I was actually pretty efficient this week. Which I was really happy with.
Yes.
You know, good routine, back in the gym, getting up early, getting shit done. Like, I'm the sort of person who, like, during the day when I'm working, I love to just write down exactly what I need to do. Like, no matter how small it is, even if it's like a 2 minute thing, because the satisfaction of just ticking it off the list, and then you'll see that, and you see at the end of the day and you've just got lines everywhere and it's like, yes, I've done a good job today.
Yeah, I love that feeling.
Honestly, it's just... It's
visually,
just,
it's beautiful.
Visually, I feel like I've accomplished so much. And honestly, like, it makes me sleep easier at night. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just gone. It's blocked out of my head onto the next. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
So yeah, efficiency was on lock. A man was out here like a machine or whatever, but we move. And the final thing was, I ended this week on a really good high. So on Thursday, it was one of my friends, pop-ups at Box Park, because he has his own clothing line, which is actually going to be my plug. So stay tuned, guys.
Woohoo! Because I wondered where you were, Brit.
Honestly, you don't want to miss out on this one, because it's just a little bit down the line, zinc. Okay, just a little small.
Just a little.
Just a small. And honestly, like, that whole evening, like, seeing this guy and, like, all of his people around him, like, you know when you just go to some events and it's like, I'm so proud of you and so happy for you because you have so much love around you. Like, people who genuinely show out and, you know, they're wearing your stuff and they're just there, like, with their own vibe.
Celebrating your achievement.
Honestly, it was such an achievement. And my guy was just like, look, yeah, big love to all you guys. Let's take over. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, absolutely. Like, just those empowering conversations and just seeing things come to life, like, seeing his whole vision come to life and, you know, just speaking to new people, getting new energy. It was nice because I feel like it's been a minute since I've done that, like, without, you know, having, like, my close people with me, just sort of going off on my own bat. So, like, that was a really nice evening, Brid.
Good.
It was actually so nice. But, yeah, man, the clothes, nah, you lot need to hold on tight because I'm bringing in smoke, okay? But, Brid, tell me about your week. What's been keeping you happy?
Okay, so it's been a heavy week. It's been a heavy week.
Heavy, heavy.
Some heavy news. So, I've been just checking in on my brethren.
Yeah, man.
You know, making sure my people are okay.
100%.
And taking it easy.
Taking it easy. It's a good way to be.
But that's like the total of what the week has been like. However.
There it is.
I have just come out of the most productive day that I have had in about 8 months.
Come on, you tell the people.
I've done it all and then fucking some.
And then okay? some.
Don't even ask me because it will take up the total time of this podcast. That's how much I achieved.
I'm screaming. Achieved. We love the achievements. The achievements.
Bruv.
Capital H.
Yeah, achieve, mate. Hachu.
Are you? Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. But two things of my productive day that I have to mention.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Lay it.
This 10-ton Tessie that has been rolling down the streets of London for a year now.
10-ton Tessie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got herself in the gym.
Come on.
She's looking 10 times lighter already. What do you mean?
She's looking 10 times
What do you
lighter.
Mean? I need to literally go and get all my clothes altered because I'm disappearing.
Screaming. She's gone like the wind.
Nah, it was really, really hard. It was really, really hard.
No, but you did it, Brit.
But I did it.
That's the main thing.
And that's the main thing.
Absolutely, man. Because I know you've been wanting to go gym for a time.
Listen, but like, I haven't had the capacity to do so mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did it today. Against all odds, like a champion.
Come on, man. What did you train today? What did you work on?
I did a HIIT session specifically for abs.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was hard.
Love that.
But I made it through.
You made it through. Yeah. Oh, God. Brid, you must be on some next high right now.
Yeah, trust
Having
me.
Done everything you've done today and she worked out. Nah, you're living.
It's a shutdown.
You're living.
It's a shutdown.
You're like your like supreme self at the moment.
On it. Bruv,
I feel blessed to be in your
presence.
I think
the brand was named after me. Supreme.
It's true. You rock a lot of Supremes, so it makes sense.
Hilarious the Supreme. But the other thing that I've been wanting to do for so bloody long, and I did it yesterday. I started journaling.
Yeah. Wait, you never started journaling before?
I did things here and there.
But not like consistently?
Not consistently and not properly.
Mad.
And yesterday I opened up a document. Enough of these 10 different notepads nonsense. A little spoken word here, little notes here.
I'm screaming.
I did it on my Google Drive and I started journaling. And I'm really excited.
Oh, mate. Honestly, welcome aboard because it's a great journey.
It was a good entry.
Oh, yes, Brid. I love that for you.
Now, this week, a lot of my housemates have been away.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken it upon myself to run this house.
All right, then. Run that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I took myself off like a big man to M&S. I got my basket, Brid.
Like a big man, you know.
And I started shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Two avocados deep.
Nah.
I think, fuck this shit. I ain't in no rush. I go back, drop my basket, put it in a trolley. 2 hours later, I'm still mooching around the cookie section. Okay. I felt like
I'm yelling
a mum with two kids and a mortgage.
I'm screaming
with nothing to do because I had just come from hot yoga and my kids were still in school.
Nah, no. Do you know what is the basket upgrade for me? How did this girl drop the basket for? Nah, this ain't it for me. I need a big man trolley.
No, literally.
What?
Like I had the smoothest ride. Like I don't know. I just by luck, I picked a trolley that just was meant for me because the way
screaming.
I was looking around at people nodding at them like, yeah, you see me rolling.
Oh my God, you even did that nod. Like you're on them levels. Yeah. Nah.
I look 16, but here I am with a trolley.
Yeah,
with
man.
With a lot of food in my basket.
Own your shopping, man.
Yeah, man's
own
got
them
peas
groceries
to spend here today. She's got nothing but time on her
She's
hands.
She's got the dollars.
And
the
I did dollars. A beautiful shop.
Nice.
Really healthy.
Mm.
Couple of treats.
Yeah, man.
And even the woman was like, excuse me. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, this is a really healthy shop.
Aww.
And I said, listen, my body, my friend, is a temple.
It is.
It's a temple.
It is.
And that was like so joyous. So I ended up doing a lot of cooking this week.
Oh, I love.
Which
Great,
is really
man.
Nice.
This is really good stuff for you in terms of just making you feel good, giving you that sense of fulfillment, and you're doing good for your body. Do you know what I mean? Which is only going to be a positive thing to everything else in your life.
That's it.
I love this for
It
you.
Was really beautiful. And I had a shopping list and all.
Oh, bread.
Dropped it down. Watch out, like a scroll. People thinking I'm eating like the Romans.
She
lying
said,
down
out.
On a sofa with a couple grapes. You know what I mean? Beautiful.
No, you need to be stopped there. She said, watch out to the scroll.
Watch out. It just snapped. Bend and snap.
Bloody hell. Y'all better watch out for this one.
Yeah, trust me. Don't come across me in aisle 10.
Wow. Remind me to not go M&S with you, okay? I'm just going to write that down now.
Oh, God. But yeah, so I think my week was pretty simple and staple. But my God, I didn't realize how much I needed a very basic staple routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it on lock this week.
Yes.
And I hope to carry this out.
No, you can carry it on because look, what you've done, you've stripped it back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't
Way
complicated
back.
It too much. Just simple things. And that's where you got to start.
It's taking joy in the simple things.
That's
rush around the supermarket. Dash this in, dash that there.
Too much is going on.
Take time. Speak to the food. Caress the food. Get
man.
To know the salmon you're about to cook.
The food,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Honestly.
Bruv.
How many times have I said, man, simple pleasures is where it is.
That's
and look
it.
At you enjoying.
Isn't it?
Isn't it good on this side?
Bruv,
I'm
I love it here.
You.
I love it. Can I stay?
Honestly, we hope you enjoy your stay.
I'm checking in.
At Simple Pleasures.
Thank you.
Honestly.
So yeah, that wraps me up, Brid.
Okay.
Which means the next step for us here is for you to plug us in.
Okay.
Because you dropped a little sample.
I dropped a little sample.
And you
sample.
Didn't give us the full event.
I didn't give it.
So run that shit.
I did not give it. Okay. So the little bit of sauce, the little bit of spice that I'm plugging you into this week is my boy Mex's clothing brand, and it's called Idea Tissue Studio. So that's idea, like an idea, and then tissue, T-I-S-S-U, studio. The creative direction of his whole clothing brand is basically reinventing like high school preppy wear, but it's made
oh my
out
God,
of like,
so
honestly, it's so up your street, Brid.
What?
Like, it's like preppy colours, like he's got bold reds and greens, and like all of his drops are like literally just like one time only. So if you miss out, you've got to wait until the next one. But all of the pieces and like all of the collections are so bespoke, and every single piece has a meaning. Like I even picked up the bag that he's just dropped for his recent collection, and on the bag it has a quote. So the quote is, rule 3, it's your vision, do not expect anyone to see it. And it's just like the way how he drops
that.
These little gems on pieces of clothing. And it's like the whole idea of his brand, like Idea Tissue, basically means an idea made this. It's just the fact that you know that an idea made this, and it just makes it feel really wholesome. So yeah, guys, go and check it out. Idea Tissue.
Where
Studio.
Can I find him? Box Park.
So it's at Box Park. He's got his pop-up for the next 2 weeks.
Which Box Park?
Box Park in Shoreditch.
Okay.
So it's at the bottom, like literally towards the left-hand side. So the side near closest to the station, basically.
Next door to the frozen yogurt place.
Next door to the frozen yogurt place,
oh,
yes.
Oh, love
Because I was
that
actually
place.
Bare tempted to go and get some after the pop-up.
Literally,
you know?
What
I
a combo.
Really wanted to get it. So yeah, go guys, check it out in Box Park, Shoreditch. It's honestly, it's just impeccable, and I'm really here for the brother. So yeah, that's my boy Mex, Idea Tissue Studio. Go check it out.
Hi, I love that.
That's my blog, Bridie. Oh yeah, give me something. Give me something.
You lot are ready.
Oh yeah, let's go.
This powerhouse. Nay, This goddess.
Oh, she even said nay. Wow.
Okay, why did I say nay? Because I'm dropping a little tip there.
Oh, I know the tip.
Nayo.
Come on.
Nayo.
Serving.
Not nay me, nayo.
No, no.
Okay. Nayo is a fantastic artist, yes. guys. Okay. Yes. She is unbelievable, and honestly, we know that I absolutely adore this woman.
Oh,
I have gone and seen her live about 5 times and it only gets better.
Absolutely, there's no other option.
And the reason it's timely for this week is because she has just dropped her new album called And Then Life Was Beautiful.
Oh, sis.
And the days when I feel like life is not beautiful, it just takes me to read the prophet that is Nayo's album title to make me realize if she has hope, I have hope.
Honestly, that's it.
Bro, I got her vinyl. I had to.
Yes.
I had to.
Oh.
Have I got a vinyl player? No, I do not.
I was thinking, I was like, have you played it? What does it sound
like? Does it matter? No, it does not. I've got to start building that now.
Build.
Because one day when I have my own yard, I'm going to buy a beautiful one. Not a cheap one, a beautiful one. And I'm going to spin And Then Life Was Beautiful.
Oh my God.
As I dance around in all white with a glass of red wine. Boom. That's the dream. That's the real dream.
I love it in all white as well. Details.
It's like Olivia Pope in Scandal.
Yes.
It's that
channel
moment.
Channel your Olivia Pope.
Your inner Pope.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You prophesy it, Hilaria.
So to put you onto 3 songs from the album, if you can't listen to it all, which you should, the first one is Antidote.
Oh, yeah.
You're featuring. There she goes. Featuring Adekunle Gold.
Adekunle Gold, my God, wow.
The second one is Burnout. Because the lyrics are just how I've been feeling.
Dude, relatable.
Right?
Man.
And I'm going to run those lyrics for you in my tip, so hold tight.
Yes.
And the third one is Woman, featuring Leanne LaHavas.
Oh, I love Leanne LaHavas.
Who I love and is also a fantastic guitarist. Can we not even?
Nah, she's great, man. She's great.
So yeah, man, that's a bit of juice for you guys. I want you to listen to that album whilst going into Mex's shop in Shoreditch.
Yes.
With a snog in hand. And that combination, bruv. Wow. Will you ever see a brighter day?
No, honestly. Life will really be beautiful at that point.
Right?
Can you imagine?
Bruv.
Nah.
I'm doing it.
We've even painted the picture for them. Listen. Oh, Brid, we're really doing it, you know.
We can't stop painting. It's in our blood, you know what I mean? Give me a paintbrush. I'm ready.
That's
Let's go.
That's it, man. I'm ready. The vision's there.
There it is. So that's my plug, man. Check
it
out.
I love that, Brid. Oh, 10 out of 10 plug. Okay, guys. We are sailing into the main topic, which is answering the question... When people suddenly cut you off, should you be angry about it? Now, Brid, I'm going to ask that question directly to you. When somebody cuts you off suddenly, yeah, no warning, no nothing, not as if you can get an inkling of it or anything, should you be angry about it? Do you think you're within your right to be angry about it?
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Of course you could be angry.
Oh.
I know normally I come in calm with like variables and, but fuck that. Nah, I'm going to let out all on the table.
Okay.
Yes, you should be annoyed because this friend is a close friend of yours, theoretically.
I mean, it could be in any situation. Let's do platonic first and then we'll do romantic.
No, but not even romantic, like a best mate.
Yeah.
Like if it was you.
I mean, if it was me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
You
do
you
not deserve, do I not deserve an explanation?
Well, exactly that. Where is my explanation? And if something's pissed you off, where is your respect for me that you'd give me the benefit of the doubt? I feel like there is an exchange that has happened in a friendship. And it's not on one person in any given relationship to take a decision entirely into their hands, make it without consulting the other party, and legging it.
Yes. Yes.
That's my view.
No.
I feel strong about that one.
I agree. I think that's completely valid. Again, I feel like there are variables. Even though you don't want to talk about it, Brid, there are variables.
What variables are there?
If you've been speaking to this person for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then they just decide to cut you off, then what?
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. I think it depends on the connection. For example, people that I will chat to for 3 weeks, I genuinely level with them. So, yes, I expect you to tell me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you want to drift from me, go for it. But let me know. Otherwise, you're going to mug me off while I'm going to keep trying because I'm a good person.
But what if, you know, the reason why this person cut you off has nothing to do with you, but it's just that their priorities have changed. Maybe they want to focus on work more, or they want to, you know, pick up a hobby and take that more seriously. But to do so, they need to, you know, minimize their, you know, social interactions, which includes, you know,
calm.
Subtracting you.
Calm. So when I send you the fourth message that you haven't responded to, being like, hey, I just wanted to know what's going on, I have given you an opening to say, I've got so much on at the moment. I really haven't got time for a social life or blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, that's where I'm going to sit for the next year or two. Like, work is busy or home life is busy or whatever is busy. But why could you not say? If you're going to really make a decision for me as well, 50% of the relationship is me.
It's true.
If you're going to do that, then stand up, big man, and with your chest, tell me the goddamn truth.
Stand up, big man, she said.
Yeah. The harder thing to do for humans is to actually communicate effectively. I think it's super easy. Like, the decision-making wise, I think it's super easy for your train of thought to know that is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't do it enough because they don't want the pushback. If you're friends with the right kind of people for you, ain't no one gonna push back if you say something like that because they respect you. That's why they were friends with you in the first place.
Yes, that's very true.
And if someone pushes back in a nasty way, then it's more telling of their character that they weren't right for you anyway. And good riddance, you probably made the right decision still.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. You know
I'm always right.
She said, I'm always right. I'm always right. No, do you know what? I do hear you. I feel like within any relationship that you're with another person, it is about that mutual respect and having that, you know, open plane of communication. But the thing is, yeah, people still move mad these days. Imagine if you were speaking to someone, right? This is on a romantic level now. And, you know, a couple of weeks, you know, you've seen each other, you know, a few times, it's gone well, you know, everything seems to be going completely fine. And then all of a sudden, this person messages you and they're like, do you know what? I just really want to bang out gym at the moment. So like, I don't think we're going to see each other anymore. What are you saying?
I'm saying that person ain't that into me. And that's their excuse. And it is hard to say, listen, I ain't that into you, or I met someone else that was like better for me. So do you know what, I don't expect them maybe to outright say that because they're trying to not hurt my feelings. They've blamed it on Jim, but I'm not an idiot. I get the message and that's okay.
But what if it genuinely isn't an excuse and they genuinely just want to pursue Jim more? Then what?
Then that's all right, mate. Invite me when you do fucking bodybuilders. You know,
what, because you're trying to up your gym game?
Nah, no. When you do a competition for banging out gym, I'll be there front row.
I'm screaming.
You know
what I mean? Just let me know.
Listen, I think it's fine. I think it's absolutely fine for people to have their own priorities and be able to reshuffle that as and when they want to, as many times as they want to. Absolutely. But I think you do owe it to certain people to communicate that message. If there is the expectation from them of communication, or regular communication, or you've left something as a, I'ma hit you back, I'ma take you out, I'ma do rare tear tear, like, get back to them.
No, 100%.
If you've had a change of heart, tell a sis. To be honest, I ain't sitting there waiting for no man, so that's okay, but most people are. Do you know what I mean? The only thing I would say is, if you're not sure, ask.
Yeah.
If you want to change something, say it. It is not up to you, right? Or is not your issue how the other person takes it. That is on them.
No, 100%.
Right? As long as you deliver it in a kind and understanding way.
No, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
People just overthink all the time. Like, I think, you know, as time goes on, you know, I think everyone out here who's probably listening, you've had people in your life who, you know, were there for a certain time and now currently aren't, you know, for whatever reason, whether you've broken up or you've had a misunderstanding or you've genuinely drifted. But I think it's the overthinking which stops people from actually saying how they feel and then end up, you know, dragging things out, you know, until it gets to a point where you genuinely can't take it, which may lead to this, you know, sudden cutting off. And me personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with cutting anyone off. I'm sorry, I need to protect my energy. And if that means exiting you from my life, you can go.
And would you tell them?
Absolutely.
Well, that's it then.
Like, all it is just a conversation. You've just got to say it straight. Like, be honest. Don't be rude about it, but just be honest.
But otherwise, for me, it's like, you have no respect for me. If you didn't even communicate, it takes 20 seconds to send a text. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It's the respect. Like,
people want to put in the least amount of effort possible. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't say.
It's because it's, supposedly easier that way. Right? They can just let it, you know, fizzle out and dwindle, but you don't understand the impact of how that's going to affect someone else.
Absolutely.
You know, the other person in the question, rather.
Quite a lot of people say this to me, actually. Mm. And they look kind of taken by it. And I always find out because someone's face looks a little bit shocked and I'll be like, oh, like, your face changed, what's happening?
I'm screaming, what is
it? And it's always because they say I'm super direct. And it's not even in a bad way, because I was like, oh, mad, I'm so sorry, is that in a bad way? And they were like, no, it's just like, we've never had anyone communicate with us like this.
No, but I think being direct in that capacity, there's nothing wrong with that, because you're just being honest and you're being quite forward with it, you know, forthcoming in a way.
Of course, but I feel like that communication is just not really there in our generation most of the time. And I don't think people, or I've been told, are not so used to that level of directness, if that makes sense. And that's the same with communicating while you're cutting someone off. Mm. I have no qualms, because in my head, it shows more respect to do that.
Yeah.
Than to just ghost someone. No, I don't think I've ever just ghosted someone. Mm-hmm. And if anyone thinks I have, then there will be a reason for it, because I had the expectation you were reaching out to me, most likely. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%. I feel being direct, it really does depend, because I feel like, you know, I understand your directness. It's quite normal to me now in terms of how you are with certain things, but I
get
think
to know.
If you don't know, then get to know your brethren, okay? But with other people, sometimes it's just like, there was no need for you to speak to me like that, or like, you fully could have said that in a less abrasive way.
Yeah, there is direct and there is abrasive, and they're entirely different. And I think the word direct has negative connotations tied to it. And I think that's why when people say, oh, you're direct, I'm like, my immediate thing is, oh, do you mean direct, like abrasive direct? Because that is totally not how I meant to be. Mm. But abrasive, I think there is never a reason.
No.
Right?
Never.
To, like, be abrasive.
There's absolutely no need. Like, I think with directness, you can absolutely be direct. But I think the people who can say that they're direct and not feel a type of way about it is if they're really self-aware in terms of who they're speaking to, the situation they're in, you know, what the context is, you know, and what they're trying to communicate. If you're self-aware and you can read the room and you know how to chat to people, then you're doing fine. Like, that's a great place to be, because I feel like then you have no stress. You say things how they are, you get things off your chest, you know, you find out what you need to know, and you keep it moving, innit?
Yeah. And also, the last thing I'll say is, if you open up that channel of communication to cut somebody off, basically, and explain for whatever reason, it's then a thing where you've opened up that as a conversation for someone to go back and forth and get closure in a sense. So it's like, when you bump into them at a party, it's totally calm.
Yes.
Whereas when you ghost someone, you're running off to the bathroom with your friend like, oh my God, I just didn't speak to that
literally
person. And it's like, why do you want to be spending your life hiding?
Dude, it's unnecessary drama that you're causing for yourself. Bro, like,
I think I have three people in the world that I would see and be like, oh shit, and run from. And that is not even because of me. That is because they're mean to me. Do you know what I mean? So I run because I'm like, ah, God knows what they're going to do, because they're not my kind of person, and they would just wallop me in the middle of a dance floor.
She said wallop.
That's why I'm running. No, but like, fully. It's never been on account of me. Do you know what I mean?
No, I feel you on that. 100%.
Mad.
100%.
But Brid, all in all, I think for you and everyone else and myself, if you want to cut someone off to prioritize yourself or other things, you are well within your right to do so. But I do heavily recommend communicating that, because, you know, if you're prioritizing and cutting people out, then you're a big man. And if you're going to act like a big man, you can talk like a big man.
That's it. That is it. If you're going to walk like a big man, talk like a big man.
Stretch like a big man.
That's the one. Do everything like a big man.
Exactly.
You're a big man.
You're a big man.
You're a big man.
You're
a
rock.
I'm screaming. Brid, take me into the new week ahead.
Okay, so y'all know that my tip is coming from Neo's song Burnout.
Come on.
And there's a message in here, take what you will, but the lyrics go like this. Mm-hmm. A lesson for my heart that I should love me more. Don't know how much longer I can go for. Mm. A reminder to myself that life's a little short. Mm. Got no one left to blame. I'm burnt out just the same. Mm. Should save a little love for me. And for me, I want you guys to remember, wow, we move at 100 miles an hour all the time. We really should be stopping to think about ourselves, to put our happiness first, and to love ourselves, because life is too short.
It's too short, man.
Okay?
It's way
and
too short. And
I want everyone to be able to stand up and say, you know, I got through life because I woke up every morning and I loved myself.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to ever feel like they don't have anyone or they can't love themselves, because it's really, really important. Mm-hmm. So that's telling of my week.
I love that.
But I think telling of everyone's lives, just living really fast right now.
Yeah, man. It's a fast pace of life at the moment, and it is important to slow down. It really is.
Yeah,
to take that beat and just be with you and your thoughts, and just
embrace
yourself, love yourself, man. Do things for you. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. You're up, Brid. Go on.
I'm
give
up.
Us your tip. Come on. Come on.
This is my moment. So it, you know, it swings very nicely off the back of yours.
All
actually.
Right, then swing away.
And this one is from yours truly, from We The Urban.
Oh,
absolutely.
Just got a shout out We The Urban one.
Honestly,
time on
can
a mic.
We just take a moment for this page on Instagram, because
every time we come to the podcast, right, whether we've prepared or we haven't, when we've prepared, we choose We The Urban.
Yes.
And when we're panicking, where do we both go?
We The Urban.
You know why?
Oh,
they're the tits, man.
They're honestly,
I ain't
the
said
OG.
It in a while, but they are the tits. Both of them.
They are just hitting. They been hitting. Do you know what I mean? If Instagram wasn't down right now, I would have found one which really genuinely hit me this week. Mm. But this is one that I saved previously, so let me lay it down for you.
All right,
okay.
Then.
It goes like this: the more you like and love yourself, the less you'll need others to.
It's straight facts, bruv.
Honestly, because the more you love yourself and you like yourself, the less you'll be looking to other people, whether that's consciously or subconsciously, for validation and for the love that you think you need. Whereas realistically, you just gotta look inwards, baby.
And do you know what, guys? Let me give you the tea real quick.
Yeah, she got a second wind, bro.
Yeah, I'm woken back up, bro.
Yeah, We The Urban does that to you,
yeah,
okay?
It does. It shakes you awake.
It does, man.
Okay, I'm going to give you the tea real quick.
Come on.
This year, I feel like I learned that lesson.
Mm.
This year, yeah, has been a super hard year for me so far, right?
Mm.
And I feel like my friends have been working. Mm-hmm. My friends have been busy. Mm. My friends have been preoccupied. Mm. I don't have a partner, right?
Mm.
I'm not close to my family particularly.
Mm.
So I have realized that every day, and this is a little bit, you know, morbid, but I literally only have me.
Mm.
From 9 to 5, I have me. There's no one to call. Mm-hmm. There's no one to talk to. There's nothing to do. It is me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I cannot get up and love myself and feel happy about myself and who I am and where I'm trying to go, like in terms of personal growth, let alone career, then what the fuck do I have?
Mm. It's true, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, big
there
facts.
Will always be times when there is nobody around and you can only look to you.
Yes.
Okay?
Honestly.
So you have to be the most comfortable with yourself,
mm-hmm.
more so than the comfortability, I don't even know if that's a word, that you have with other people.
Yes. Big fact. She's spinning the track, guys. Some serious tea.
We The Urban, you woke me up in the middle of the night and here I am prophesying on your way.
There she is, Prophet IVP on the mic. Just prioritize yourself, work hard and believe in you. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Love yourself. Okay? And that's that, guys. It's been a chicken wrap.
And we wrap that tight, you know.
Honestly, like, that's a hefty wrap, man.
Yeah, man.
Bare nutrition.
Extra fillings.
Honestly, vitamins bouncing
free
everywhere.
Free of charge.
Honestly, extra sauce as
Ask
well.
Ask us in a year, we're going to charge you.
Honestly, wrapped in foil.
You know what I'm saying? We chat so much shit.
So much shit.
But I want to wish you guys the best of weeks. And I want to ask you to try and note down a way in which you've loved yourself this week. that you've never really focused on before or been consistent in doing before.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That is a great little exercise, you know what I'm saying? Isn't it, Brid?
Yeah.
Might take that on for myself as well.
You know.
Yeah. It's not just, said, you know.
It's not just for the listeners. It's for you too.
Oh, thanks, Brid. I hear you, man. You're channeling my heart, man.
Yeah, man. I got you.
Oh, thank you, Brid. Guys, it's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's your boy, Ilari Osmos.
We're out.